sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a beautiful, clear summer day, two biologists are flying over Edelin Island in central southeast Alaska. They're looking for elk. In 1985, the Alaska legislature passed a bill directing the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to introduce elk to the island to provide hunting opportunities for area hunters. As a result, about 33 Roosevelt elk and 17 Rocky Mountain elk from Oregon were introduced to Edelin Island in 1987. Biologists have been monitoring the elk to better understand their movements and habitat use on the island. In recent years, state wildlife biologists have equipped 11 animals with GPS collars. These devices record the animals' locations once or twice each day. Biologists can create a map of the animals' locations over time, documenting their movements and which areas are important at different times of the year. In most cases, biologists must retrieve the collars to get the data. But these particular collars on these elk are a little more sophisticated, and they can transmit the data they collect. Every Wednesday and Thursday for an 8-hour period each day, the collars will transmit the data. A biologist must be flying overhead with a computer and a receiver. On this summer day, the biologists are successful, and in just a few minutes, the data is uploaded. Biologists want to better understand the impact of these introduced elk on native plants and animals, particularly the native Sitka black-tailed deer population. They're also monitoring to see if elk swim to neighboring islands. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.